We're Michael and Amy, your couples connection coaches. Our mission is to help couples thrive using a conscious and holistic approach. This podcast is for couples and singles who want to unlock their relationship potential and reconnect on a deeper, more meaningful soul level. We share insights, client breakthroughs, and personal stories to help move your relationship from surviving to thriving. Welcome everyone to another episode of Thrive Again, your relationship podcast. We are excited to bring you a little bit of a lighter topic this week. We thought that it's very relevant because we have just returned back from a family holiday. And while we were there, we were reflecting on a few things about holidays and what they mean. So this episode is titled Beyond the Postcard: Why Holidays Can't Rebuild Relationships. So I've got Michael here with me.
Yeah, a beautiful morning, and I'm so happy to have all of our listeners with us again. And we just have been on an amazing holiday, and it was one that was around adventure. So our intention was to experience adventure together with our kids and us, and you know, just see how that feels. So it was certainly different to past holidays that we may have gone on. Because, our previous holidays, most of the time, are based on probably what society designs them, how they design them for us, right?
Yeah.
Because society really designs holidays for us on billboards. Like, they're putting out this escape, you know, sort of evade the misery of life. And a lot of the time, you know, we look at this concept as a means of extracting ourselves out of our misery, out of the life, out of our life that we may be living that's routine based. And I don't know, let's be honest, like, most of us experience high levels of stress, whether that be financial stress, emotional, maybe we're having trouble in our relationship, maybe we are having trouble with even our kids and connecting with them. But the holiday becomes almost like a means of being able to escape from suffering.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, I didn't get you before, but now I got you on the same path of like, yeah, what our media, what our billboards, what, you know, we're told is that the holiday will fix it all. You know, it'll be the magical fix. Just get away on a holiday, which we have experienced in the past, because, you know, years ago when we were super busy and very disconnected, a holiday was a beautiful time for us to escape and, you know, have some cocktails and read our books and chill out. And I guess really a complete contrast to what our life is at home. Therefore, it allowed us to be in a much more relaxed space than what we were ever in our real life, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, a lot of holidays are, you know, all inclusive. You've got alcohol, you know, celebrations, you know, all of these things are there that are designed to give us a temporary fix. Right, it's sort of like we talk about an escape, but it's actually giving us momentary dopamine hits that are keeping us happy and keeping us flooded with heightened emotions. But the reality is that we're not actually changing any of the moving parts about how we're operating in our relationship at all.
Absolutely. So that's why we thought it was actually really important to share this episode with you guys, because as long as we said it was amazing over there, we came back and we noticed that the same things happen in our house that they always happen. You know, we've got a teenage daughter, and there's, you know, that her relationship with her goes back to what it was like before. And even though we did have a great time, there is some things that we witnessed and we wanted to share with you guys about why don't holidays build relationships.
Yeah, so let's get into it, because this is not going to be a long episode, but I wanted to focus the attention on quality time versus quantity of time. So with Amy and I, we work together, we run a business together, so we sit side by side. But is that quality time where we're connecting together? Well, most of the time, no, it's not. I mean, this is low quality time, because it is entrenched in routine, and it is, in effect, we have our roles that we need to play because we're running a business, right?
Absolutely. And I think most people don't have the beauty of having the quantity of time together, most couples, because, you know, we go off to jobs. But this is where we've reflected as well and gone, actually, do we have that good amount of quality time? And for those couples who do work apart, do you have that quality time where you are focused on your relationship and maybe opening conversations, deepening the connection through different ways in your life? Is that even, you know, I guess, a priority for you? And are you focusing on that? And how can you make that a bit more of a priority in your relationship?
Yeah, because most couples that we work with, they have, the time is scarce. You know, they don't have the quantity of time. But when they actually do have the window of opportunity, it's normally used in order to just get jobs done, just to get the things done. And so therefore, there's no time or energy focused on the relationship. So our clients have, you know, I wanted to speak about some of our clients who've noticed a massive change, a shift in how they approach problems, because the majority of society evades and escapes from the problems that we're experiencing. That's naturally what we want to do. We want to escape from suffering, whereas actually suffering and seeing and diving into the suffering is the very thing that's needed. We need to turn towards the problem, and a holiday can allow you that potential for that to happen. But most of the time, we're in an evasive mentality. We're in a, oh, let's just let it go and let's not face it. So let's just crack another beer and just enjoy each other's company at a surface level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're not saying that we weren't in that position, because we were, and we had the best times on holidays. But I guess now the invitation is for you to kind of just look inward and see how you can maybe strengthen the relationship on a more regular basis. How can you actually put attention onto the relationship, like in your day-to-day life or your week-to-week life, and what would that look like? I guess bringing the holiday into your regular life as opposed to putting it external, like keeping it like one week a year, or, you know, 2 weeks a year where we go away. What ways can we actually kind of incorporate a holiday into our lives?
Yeah, for sure. It just reduces that gap, you know, because we have these huge gaps. I know that when I used to work for the government, like, you know, you would get, you know, a block of whatever, 5 weeks, and we would try and organize one big massive holiday away somewhere. But what we've actually found, and certainly the research is showing, that if we can create micro escapes, we're actually, well, I shouldn't call them escapes, but in a way they're kind of escapes from our mundane, our routine. But if we can create them with an intentional focus to see each other, to work with each other, to push each other's comfort zones, our barriers, and to connect, then we're going to just achieve a more strengthened bond together.
Yeah, exactly. And that's more regular, you know. It's not just a once-off. It's like a beautiful way to kind of keep dipping your toes into the focus of the relationship all throughout the year, as opposed to just once a year and nothing else after. So that's what we kind of suggest to our clients. And I think it's something that we are now much more conscious of, which has had a huge benefit overall to our relationship, to the relationship with our kids, because we're like, right, we're going to go somewhere different this weekend. We're going to jump in the car and maybe go four-wheel driving and spend the morning together. Because if we don't make efforts, if we don't like allow ourselves to go and witness new things and new sounds and new senses and open up at those neural pathways to feel more alive, to bring out the joy and the fun and be more childlike, ultimately, is going to be much, much more healthier for you overall than the once a year or twice a year getaway.
Yeah, no one's going to organize it for you, right?
No, that's right. Exactly. You need to just make it happen. Just do it.
Yeah, for sure. So we know actually by installing these new little micro holidays into your weeks and months, it increases our memory, our problem solving, and our creativity. So we talk about childlike. You just said that, you mentioned that. That's what that is, you know, because it's allowing us to drop into a more deeper energy of playfulness, where life isn't so serious right now. So how can we leverage off this opportunity? How can we leverage off this energy that we've created together? And so, yeah, I really invite you to literally get out your calendar, whether you've got a physical one or whether you've got one in your phone, and just schedule them in. If you've only got 2 days a week or 1 day a week where you're together, of course you need to get stuff done. But what if you could organize just a half day here or there? You know, can you schedule it in? And so that's the message. But are there some questions that we can give the listeners right now if they're going on a holiday or a micro holiday that maybe they can ask each other to use this as a potential to just face the relationship, to turn towards the problems?
Yeah, we do have a couple of questions that we could give you guys. And I think this is important to remember, that it's the intention that you put onto time together. Right, like you can, like Michael said, quantity versus quality. We can go, yeah, let's go away. Let's go away for the morning, but we might not even speak. You might sit over there, and you might look on your phone, and you might sit over there and be, you know, reading a book or something. But yes, you've spent the time together, but it's actually not connecting. So these types of things, with the intention on some time together, will make a huge difference. Now, Michael and I are all about, you know, thriving relationships and helping you to have a thriving relationships. And just following some of these little steps can make a big difference in the impact of the health of your relationship overall. So the first question, did you want to share that one?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of questions for you guys just to share with each other. And I just really want to add a footnote here that you need to approach these questions with curiosity. You hear us talk about curiosity all the time, and it's so, so important that we approach it in this way, because it's very easy to move into a state of being critical of the other person. So we don't want that. We'd rather curiosity, because it allows an openness of expression. And if we can allow our partner to express safely, then we've created a fertile ground for you guys to connect deeper. So the first question is, if you could change something to increase your overall happiness in our life, what would it be? And how can I support this to happen, to make this happen if it's possible? So yeah, it's just an inquiring into currently what's going on in your life right now. Be curious about them. What's happening? I'm really, really interested. You know, what do you need to change in your life to make it happier? And can I help you in this process?
Exactly. And I think, you know, if we're open and honest about that question, it might not be that massive, right? It could just be something so small. You know, it could just be something actually really simple that we're not even aware of that could make your partner's happiness in the relationship and in life change immensely. So let's open that question up and share that with your partner. If you've got some space and time away, or it doesn't even have to be away, but like I said, sometimes we just sit on the balcony with a cup of tea and just have these types of questions. Put your phone down, turn off the TV and actually connect, because it's worth it and it's really going to make an impact.
Cool. And the second question I wanted to put with you guys to see if you can play with it is around the future. And just simply asking, what are your goals and aspirations for the future? You know, show a genuine interest. How can I support you to achieve this goal? Can we do it together? Just opening up that forum about what we're creating. What path are we taking? What are you wanting in the future?
Yeah, because that will keep us motivated and looking into the future, as opposed to stuck in the mundane routine of life. You know, everyone needs something to work towards, whether it's a set goal or whether it's just an aspiration of what you would like it to look for, because we need that. We, as human beings, we need to have something to keep us motivated, to keep us positive and focused. And if you can share that with your partner, and potentially your partner's a part of that goal, then it's going to make the relationship a whole lot stronger.
Cool. So What I've also had a reflection on is, and some of you know that, Amy and I, we really enjoy ice plunges and you know, challenging our body through cold therapy. And it's an interesting parallel, because what we're doing is we're placing our body and our mind under temporary stress for the benefit of long-term health. And so I wanted to pose this to you in your relationship. If you can put some temporary challenges in place for your relationship to really kind of test the edges, and doing it together, i.e. going on an adventure that takes you out of your comfort zone, doing things that maybe you don't particularly like, but your partner does love.
I had a client yesterday I was talking to, and she's like, look, I know my partner loves golf and I don't like it at all, but I went and had a game of golf and it was so fun, you know, like, and doing those things together that, you know, maybe you don't like, but you know that it's important to your partner, can really bring that fun and childlike. And he loved it too, you know. He loved that his wife was interested in joining him on something like that. So that's the types of things that we can kind of, it's like a reset, you push the button and it's, you feel like all of the miseries is kind of dropped away for now, and you can enjoy each other's company again, because that's what relationships about. We want to be happy. We want to be, you know, fulfilling and joyful and fun and not so serious and heavy all the time. Yeah.
Great. So what we've covered today is about a holiday, what it represents, and it's the meaning you put on it, right? It's the intention you put into the holiday. If you're putting the intention of escape and separateness and having your own individual escapes through your phones, then that's going to happen. And you guys are going to come back and there's going to be no growth and there's going to be no intention into the future. But if you change that, if you change the energy of what intention you put out there, then the experience will change. Secondly, it's about when you get home, how can you shift and change the mundane?
Right. Yeah, and there's some little things that we've just shared, you know, just going and doing some activities and maybe getting out of your comfort zone more regularly with your partner, scheduling it into your calendar. But it's also just those small daily things, you know, like Michael was saying, you know, even buy some really nice sheets, some satin sheets that might remind you of, you know, the resort that you stayed in that was able to, you know, bring back the spark and the intimacy in your relationship. Go and do something like that. And that allows you to daily remember, oh, that's right, we had that really fun holiday. These sheets remind me of that. Or whatever it is for you, but something like that is really cool.
All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that one. It's a shorter episode because we just feel we didn't really need to go on about this. You guys, I'm hoping that you've taken something away and you'll be able to change the way that you experience each other when you get away.
But we've got a really amazing opportunity for some couples to go on a holiday together, but a whole different type of holiday.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to pop in here at this time and share our amazing couples retreat that we have designed specifically for the busy couples who don't get that time to connect and deepen their relationship. And for maybe those couples who just need to reignite the connection again after maybe years, maybe after children. But we've got a really special weekend, and it's not just like any other getaway. It's going to be so much more than escaping the reality. You're going to be learning things, growing together, pushing comfort zones, connecting on a deeper level you've never connected before, all the while being facilitated by Michael and I, and amazing chef that we've got, a local chef that she's a private chef for us over the weekend at a beautiful property here in Agnes Water.
Yeah, so if you're interested in checking that out and you kind of think that this might be the spark that you need, then even just find out a little bit more from us. So yeah, head to michaelandamy.com.au, check it out. We've got all the details there under retreats, and we'd love to, you know, maybe see if we can help you on your journey to reigniting the spark in your relationship.
Yeah, and as listeners of the podcast, you'll receive a discount as well. So all you need to do is just mention that you've listened to the podcast, and we will give you a discount on our retreat if you're interested. But yeah, I would definitely highly recommend this as your ideal getaway to really reset your relationship.
All right, thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thanks, guys.